If you've been on a commercial bus recently along the U.S. border, you may have heard something like this.
Are you folks doing U.S. citizens?
Not answering my question, sir.
Immigration agents are boarding buses within 100 miles of a U.S. border, asking passengers if they're American citizens. Entire states like Maine and Florida are within that zone. And in a moment, we'll hear from the ACLU, which says the border zone is far too large and that the interrogations are violating people's constitutional rights. But first, let's bring in Dennis Harmon. He's division chief for the U.S. Border Patrol Houlton Sector in Maine. Dennis, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me today, sir.
So I know agents boarded buses and trains in this 100-mile border zone during the Obama administration. But, of course, people want to know if this is happening more under the current administration. Is it?
To say that, the frequency is more, but it has nothing to do with the administration. Under INA Section 287 or 18 U.S.C. 1357, we're given the right to ask anybody their right to be or remain in the United States. And the courts have ruled that's a reasonable distance from the external boundary, mm-hmm. which the courts have then further ruled was in 100 air miles of an external boundary. So we've been doing that since we were given that statutory authority. The frequency of what we do this has always been based upon operational tempo, intelligence, current smuggling trends. So depending on that, and then a lot of it is resources. I mean, we've had a finite resource of manpower on the northern border. But over the years, including from the administration before, those numbers have begun to build. So that gives us the ability to get out and do more of this. So that's probably why there's a heightened awareness.
So you're saying it's not a mandate from the Trump administration. It's a matter of getting more money. And you're saying also what, that you have more intelligence, that there's more people coming through or more drugs coming through? I mean, what is some of that intelligence that you have?
Well, we know that historically, and just not northern border, but also southern border, that public transportation nodes are one of the most likely ways that illegal aliens, transnational smuggling organizations, criminal organizations utilize to transport their goods or to smuggle aliens into the interior of the United States. So with that, we have had an increase all along the northern border in apprehensions. Houlton Sector itself, which Houlton Sector encompasses the state of Maine, last fiscal year compared to this fiscal year to date, fiscal year 17, we had 33 apprehensions for the sector. This year, we're already at 52, which is a 57% increase in apprehensions. So that's one of the intelligence pieces that we use to why we do transportation check. At this time, we don't do any train checks other than we do some checks on some of the cargo trains that transit between the United States and Canada.
Now, one of the tricky things, of course, is that you mentioned a number, which is relatively small, even though it's going up. But a lot of people who are on these buses in Maine, for instance, are doing absolutely nothing wrong. And as you say, you're legally entitled to do it in this border zone. You can ask people about their immigration status, but you've got to have a reasonable suspicion that that person is in the country illegally. So what does that – are you saying
that
that's not true?
Yeah, that is incorrect. Per Section 287 of the INA, the Immigration Nationality Act, any agent shall, without warrant, have the ability to interrogate any alien or person believed to be in the United States. And then to further go, there have been other court rulings that basically give us the right to affirm our right to ask anybody their right to be in the United States. Because, as you know, by looking at a person, we have no way of going, that's an illegal alien, that's not an illegal alien.
Right, but so you said you have to have reason to believe that they're in the country illegally, correct?
So the only way we can determine that is we ask the basic question, which the courts have ruled that we can do, is we ask them, of what country are you a citizen or national of? Or we may ask them where they were born. Anybody that obviously says they were born in the United States or one of the legal U.S. territories is a United States citizen, and that concludes that interview, and they're on their way.
Hmm. We've seen videos of agents walking down the aisle of a bus, asking everyone on board. One of our producers experienced this recently in Maine, where agents asked everybody in line before they boarded whether or not they were a U.S. citizen. And frankly, a lot of people don't carry their passports with them. They have no way of proving that they are in this country illegally or legally. What about that? It's intimidating to the people who you're asking.
Okay. Well, let's break that down into two parts. First of all, if they are a citizen of the United States, there is no law or regulation that requires them to carry identification saying they're a citizen. That simple verbal declaration of, I was born in Lewiston, Maine, or Sioux Falls, and that proves that they're a United States citizen. Now, somebody that was to false claim or make a false declaration they were a citizen or international of the United States, the agents may ask further questions because, frankly, they don't believe that statement. That goes back into more of the prolonged attention of identifying who they are. But at a bus check, and as you saw on some of those videos, they go through the bus, they ask somebody, are you a citizen of the United States? They say yes, they move on to the next person.
Not always. I mean, sometimes someone will say, yes, I'm a citizen of the United States, and then they're pulled aside for further questioning. In 2012, the legal aid group in New York called Families for Freedom sued for records that showed at one stop at one bus station in Rochester, agents had mistakenly arrested 300 people with legal status over the course of 4 years. Sometimes you get it wrong.
Well, if you are not a citizen or national of the United States, under federal law, you must carry your immigration document. So if we stop somebody and we ask them, are you a citizen or national of the United States? And they say no, but they don't have their immigration documents on them, we have to prove that that person is, in fact, who they say they are. And without carrying their immigration documents, which they are required to do, we further the investigation. But we do detain people that are here legally in the United States that do not have their immigration documents with them because they are in violation of law.
I'm sure there will be people who are questioned by agents who know they have nothing to hide, who know that they're in the country legally, who don't want to submit to the questions, who don't want to submit to having their bag searched, for instance, if they're asked. What then? What legal rights do citizens have to ignore you altogether?
A citizen of the United States does have the right not to speak to us. However, if we have a United States citizen that refuses to answer the questions, the agent has a few options. One is they will rely upon their training, current intelligence, and past experience, and they'll make that decision right there and then that that person is a United States citizen. So that's all part of the job, and that you get that experience of knowing, you know, when you're talking to everybody. And that's why we do talk to everybody, because one of the things that we don't want to be conceived that we're only racial profiling or anything like that. We talk to every person here in Houlton sector. There are other places where the volume of business or the volume of people they're encountering, they don't have that luxury, but they're also, you know, acting upon intelligence or other smuggling trends or current apprehensions that have happened.
Dennis Harmon, Division Chief of the U.S. Border Patrol Houlton sector. Dennis, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's get the other side with Emma Bond, staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union in Maine. And Emma, we heard Agent Harmon say he does not need reasonable suspicion to ask if someone is a U.S. citizen within that 100-mile zone. Is that the way the ACLU interprets the law?
No. The Fourth Amendment does apply in the so-called 100-mile zone, whether 50 miles, 5 miles, or 1 mile from the border. And CBP does claim that within this 100 miles that they can stop anyone without a warrant, without probable cause, without reasonable suspicion, and yet all of those things are the hallmark of Fourth Amendment protections. So the rule they're relying on is not only inconsistent with the Fourth Amendment, but it's also outdated. It dates back over half a century ago when CBP was a vastly different organization. Since that time, CBP has grown in numbers and in resources. They are now the largest law enforcement agency in the country. And it's important to remember this 100-mile zone covers most of New England and all of Maine. So it really is a question of what kind of society we want to live in. Well, I don't want to live in a society where I could be stopped by an armed law enforcement officer when I'm boarding a bus, when I'm going to the grocery store, when I'm going to work, and yet that's what CBP claims that they can do.
Do you have any data or information about how often people who are in this country legally are wrongfully detained on these bus patrols?
Well, we don't have the full information on that because CBP hasn't been transparent in our public records request at this time. We have filed several of those public records requests, and there's now two ongoing cases in federal court to try to force them to turn over records. So, no, we don't have exact numbers yet, but we do hear reports from people. We hear reports that CBP is targeting people who look a certain way, who talk a certain way, and that kind of racial profiling and discrimination is prohibited by the Constitution.
And what do you recommend that people do if they're asked this question by an agent on one of these buses?
It can be a really stressful time when you're face-to-face with a law enforcement agent. So there are three basic things that you can remember. First, you have the right to remain silent. So you can say that you're invoking that right and then simply remain silent. Second, you can say that you do not consent to a search. And third, you can ask repeatedly, if you want, whether you are free to leave. And once the officer says that you're free to leave, you can leave. And finally, if you would like to ensure more transparency in the interaction, you can use your smartphone or another device to record, as long as you're not interfering with the officer.
Okay. Emma Bond, staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union up in Maine. Emma, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.
And you can weigh in here and now.org.